Jeff and Dyke here. Very, very cool to be here. Welcome to Bonham's Up. Again, tremendous special gracious thanks to Rick Kay and crew for inviting me back right to present my next thought processes. Now, I'm going to get right down to work. I want to tell you guys, all right, if you've been enjoying the Bonham's Up sequences, there are going to be many more. The show is definitely not over. I'd like to say welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I say that on my television show, actually. Wanted to tell you guys, all right, if you would like to know the schedule of releases, you guys, all right, can call me. If you have any questions, all right, about anything, all right, I've been presenting thus far at area code 516-263-9782. As a matter of fact, it'd be great to hear from you guys. I've gotten some calls, all right, from guys out west, a couple of guys down south. Time to go to work. Now, I want to actually tell you, all right, that this is actually the next part of the Moby Dick developments. These are actually part of the song, whereas as the previous developments that I did, all right, were actually the intro. I'm going to actually dub this Section A, since there are going to probably be, all right, a few more. And so we'll call this, all right, Moby Dick Beat Sequence Section A. And away we go. The coolest part of this sequence is the broken paradiddle. Here's actually, right, the very first rhythm. One and two and let's begin. And one and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. Now, let me break this down so you guys are can really hear at the articulation. When I say that this is a sawed-off paradiddle, the one and two and da comes into three and da. In the old rah paradiddle days, the standard old rah paradiddle would be one and two, three and four. So I think it was kind of a genius, all right, the way that Bonham took from the to a broken approach. So I'm going to break this up into a lot of different fashions, but I just wanted to kind of explain the theory behind it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the rhythm itself. I like the hi-hat opening there. I'm going to kind of give you guys, all right, a couple of different ways, all right, to play this rhythm. Now this, by the way, which is where, right, the kind of band is sort of like, this was sort of like the intro feel, and I'm sure you guys can probably hear that. Though I don't want to think exactly like the song, just wanted to kind of give you guys that sort of reference point. I'm going to go much further on this rhythm, and that's the thing that I like right about the Bonham's Up sequence, because I'm going to create a little bit of a genetic episode. First thing that I'm thinking right on this, one and two, is the E4. Right off the bat, I mean, you really hear that there. And one and two and three and four. One and two, 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 three and four. Now, if you guys are right, remember the work right that I did during Heartbreaker, that whole attitude of the point E, we can kind of relax that with the same sort of approach that you hear that E there, we can attack the E. So I'm going to go right with more of an attacked approach. One and again, right, as I spoke to her a little bit right about, is that Buddy Rich sort of a feel. By jumping on that E, adding those little triplet singles in, we have kind of like a genetic combination. A little bit of a legato retardando there. Sort of a slur and then a slow down in tempo. Okay, I think right also too, this is a really cool storm, the E in dur 4, and if you guys remember my development on the Immigrant Song, which was the first installment that I did for drumradio.com, I jumped on top of that quite often. And the one, and two, three. Now the attitude to this, it's sort of your move there. You can kind of go a couple of different ways. I like the space. Now, what I just did there is going to lead into my other thoughts. And I think I'll give you guys a little bit of a dot today, because if you actually take the dot, one and two and three, I like that dotted pop there. As a matter of fact, right, it kind of lays down. Playing a little bit more off of it, I think, today than anything. As my segments for drumradio.com progress, I think I'm going to be doing more playing, more genetics, more combinations, more fusions, I would say. Now, I want to hit you guys with another approach. And the other approach to this, which is actually the E and Dub as basically the way that Bonham also played it, instead of jumping on top of the E, playing the E and Da in a normal fashion. And this was one of the other feelings of the song. So here's the next feeling, which goes, and the one, and two, and three, four, eight, one. Here, right, the four, and the one is a little bit more traditional in pull. And if you listen to it, really interesting, almost sort of walking. The funny part about it is if you guys remember the Immigrant Song in the development that I did, this works perfectly actually as a fusion to that. So you may want to think of this. We'll be right back. happy all right with the phrasing today. And I want to give you guys a final little thought for today's sequence, though there's more to come. I'm going to actually give you guys a part two to this rhythmical sequence. And that's actually a quick little E and Duh of two, which I think kind of fits into the pocket. It's an interesting thing because this reminds me a little bit of Chad Smith, kind of, the way that he kind of works some of his things with the Chili Peppers. I don't know if you hear that influence there. I did a couple of studies on him a while ago. This kind of reminds me of Chad. I'm sure he'd probably dig this. Like that attitude. And then, right, the other thing, right, that I was also thinking of is cutting, right, the E of two. Now, this, right, I think, right, is one of my favorites, and I think this is going to be my concluding thought for today. Jumping the E, but the E of three still stays the same, three, and down, so we get that kind of, right, almost echoing. This is really, really hip. And I'm going to keep the E right on the four also too the same way, so we get like a double echo. By the way, for those of you guys who want to hear this a little slower, it's almost like a boppish rock funk feel. Interesting sort of thought there. And then, right, I actually took the part and left it completely out there as more of an individual fragment. Final thought on that. I'm going to go actually now to part two, which will be right actually next time. We'll call that part B. But I also want to tell you guys right that there will be DVD right on these particular fields, an extended DVD version of the fields right that I cover on the Moby Dick Rhythms. If you guys are right, want to actually have a look right at some of the wonderful things I'm doing, well, first off, if you call me in New York at 516-263-9782, I could sign you guys up, right, for my seminars and some of the things right that I'm working on. More important, right, the Jeff Indyke Drum Education Show. I'm in season two, and actually I'm in season three, rather, but season one is now airing in Suffolk. So if you guys call me, all right, I'll tell you, right, which season is airing where. Of course, please, all right, come up, all right, and have a look, all right, at what I'm doing, all right. If you guys check me out, all right, I'm actually on Danny Britt, DannyBritt.com/over-to-jeff.htm, and you guys could literally see all the things that I'm doing. And eventually, right, I'm going to be doing some sub-reactions with Danny up there. So special thanks also, too, for Danny for his introducing me to Mr. Rick Kay. And real good to be here. Bonham's Up continues. Very, very good to be here. This was a good one. Hope you guys found it cool. I'll see you soon.